Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Breaker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Time to start the show. One more hour of the morning show for you. Got your host James here, joined by Laura and Seth. Hope you guys are having a great one out there. We're going to get into some great stuff. We got entertainment news coming up for you in just a little bit. We'll be diving into. Looking forward to all of that. Of course, we also got another good one lined up for you about, where is that here? Yep, the what food was the biggest disappointment once you tried it?
Start thinking about that one.
Looking forward to that and been looking forward to this. We got a recorded edition of The Kitchen's Open for you right now, everybody. Proudly brought to you by Beth and Hotel Meat. Tell me something
good. Good morning and welcome to The Kitchen's Open. We have some exciting news to share. Yay. If you were listening at the beginning of the last hour, you heard our segment now has a sponsor.
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Yay! I'd like to give a big thank you to the Hotel Meat for sponsoring The Kitchen's Open. If you haven't been in a while, they have made some exciting updates. You can go check out the Whitney for a wonderful meal or head over to the Grand Avenue Tavern for some drinks.
Yeah, I've been over to the Whitney once or twice. Very good food there. Looks like they're Italian is kind of where the way they're going, and it's very tasty.
Yeah, so, and they've very got, good. They've got some live music and drinks that you can have out on that patio outside of the Grand Avenue. So lots of fun things happening over there. And maybe while you're there, you can get a sandwich.
All right.
This month is National Sandwich Month and National Panini Month. So I thought we'd spend some time reflecting on the history of this meal option.
I love sandwiches. They are one of my favorite things. If you can put it between two slices of bread, I'm there.
If we had stopped as a society with sandwiches and we never made any other type of food, like that was it. Yep. Every food was served in sandwich form. I'm all right, too. I'm with you on this.
There you go. Yeah.
The slice of history I know about the sandwich is that it's named after the fourth Earl of Sandwich.
That's right. According to the website history.com in an article, who invented the sandwich? They say, we call the sandwich a sandwich because of the fourth Earl of Sandwich? Yes. Was he the first person to come up with the idea? Not at all. So even though we think it's named after him, he's not the one that did it. So the article says the truth is we don't know who invented the sandwich, but it has existed in various forms for thousands of years. One of the earliest known sandwich eaters was Hillel the Elder, a rabbi and scholar who was born in Babylon and lived in Jerusalem during the first century BC. The Haggadah, a Jewish text read during the annual Passover Seder, recounts how Hillel made sandwiches using paschal lamb, bitter herbs, and unleavened matzah bread. In Jewish tradition, during the Seder meal, participants remember this by eating their own matzah sandwiches.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Absolute genius.
One of the earlier memories I have. Matzah sandwiches. Yeah. Man, brings back memories.
I wish we was, you know, sandwich is a name that doesn't really describe what it is.
Right.
So I wish we would have come up with a better name before the Earl of Sandwich got all the credit, doing this.
And is it just bread? Or if I remember, matzah is a more like a cracker type bread.
Yes.
So it's a lot crispier. So it's harder to eat it as a sandwich.
Yeah.
Not the best vehicle for that kind of thing.
When did we stop naming things after the person that invented it too?
Like, yeah, that's a good question.
Like everything was done that way for the longest time. Yeah. Like everything was named after a last name.
We should start calling it the Hillel. I think we should try to get that caught on.
There you go.
Got my Hillel here.
The matzah sandwich is the Hillel. Yeah. I mean,
and really nice pronunciation, Beth. I know it goes without saying for you, but it's nice to hear. It's just really nice.
You're welcome. I did my research on that one. And what do we determine as the bread for the sandwich? Because would we consider a hamburger a sandwich?
Oh, the old thing.
Because that's a bun.
That's true. I would call it a sandwich.
Right? And then there's the taco, which has more of the consistency of the matzah.
Right. That's
so
true.
So is that a sandwich or is it not?
You might have convinced me.
And now,
because of that, with the matzah sandwich, that a taco may be a sandwich now.
It depends on who I'm talking to. I am not an easily swayed person on most topics. On this one, for some reason, I just like, oh, yeah, you're right. I have no like willpower on this one. Like, I bend to whatever I'm hearing because it's such a convincing argument almost
You don't have a horse in that race, huh?
I really don't. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's a sandwich. Sure.
Sure, why not?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, the article goes on to say that it's not clear why the English politician John Montagu, a.k.a. the 4th Earl of Sandwich, became the namesake for the food we call a sandwich. The first known use of the word sandwich comes from the diary of the English historian Edward Gibbon on November 24th, 1762, he wrote about seeing men eating, quote, a bit of cold meat or a sandwich, end quote. But there's no mention of the Earl being the namesake.
Oh, maddeningly. You know, obscure. It's just,
Then in the early 1770s, the French traveler writer Pierre Jean Grosley published a gossipy and satirical book called A Tour to London, or New Observations on England and Its Inhabitants. In it, Grosley described a scene at a gambling table. The word sandwich does not appear in Grosley's book, but many people assumed the scene in the book, which Grosley may have made up, referred to the 4th Earl of Sandwich. In any case, the name, which people like Gibbon were already using, caught on. By at least the mid-19th century, sandwich was so common that English-speaking people were using it as a verb to describe the process of placing something between two other things, as if one were making a sandwich.
Wow.
So a sandwich theoretically could also be with two pieces of lettuce.
That's true. That's as long as it's between something, right? That makes sense.
It almost feels like anything between something is almost a sandwich.
Yeah. You know? According to that definition.
I love the idea of this. If you go, you know, in the afterlife, you ask the 4th Earl of Sandwich what a sandwich was, and he'd be like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I don't know what a sandwich is. That's my name. What do you mean?
Exactly.
It's like asking like Abner Doubleday, how about that baseball you invented? He'd be like, what?
Right.
What baseball? What is that?
Right.
Yeah.
So one type of sandwich that has become popular in the last decade or so is the panini. This Italian sandwich has an interesting backstory all on its own. In an article on the University of Wyoming Extension website entitled Pressed for Dinner, by the way, great title, the panini. Originally, the panini had working class Italian origins. Whether you're referring to un panino or more, due panini or panini, the first sandwiches were made with a simple recipe, a single filling, usually meat, paired with rustic bread. Cured meats such as prosciutto, salami, and pancetta were often used because they didn't require refrigeration.
Mm.
Panini was usually eaten on the go as a quick meal or snack and wasn't toasted or grilled, which is not how we're used to seeing the panini. In our minds, it's always that grilled
sandwich.
Get
that grilled marks on it, right?
Yeah. So somewhere along the way, however, a crucial discovery was made. While a regular panino is good, a toasted panino is even better. Today, many people use an electric countertop grill or a stovetop grill pan and press grill to cook both sides at once and get that perfectly toasted, crunchy exterior paired with a warm and melted interior. So again, the original panini had only the meat. No condiments, no cheese,
just
nothing.
Really simple.
Yeah.
Bread and meat, basically.
Well,
I love the idea that we're doing it wrong, too. We've been saying it wrong. It's the singular.
Yeah.
I would like a panino, right? Instead of panini is the plural, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and often we think of a panini as one half of the sandwich. So technically, a panini would be both halves, which would be two, right?
Yeah, okay.
So if you only wanted one half. Try and go in and order a panino.
Go to Panera Bread and do that. Yeah,
there you go.
I kind of want to do that.
Yeah, what? What are you talking about?
Well, and then you can educate them. Well, that's actually the plural of.
Yeah.
So,
sir, please just order the sandwich.
Over the years, the panini has grown in popularity, and ingredients began to evolve into pretty much what we know now. So the rustic bread, such as ciabatta, francesco, a small French-style roll, and focaccia, became the signature foundation of the sandwich, not sliced sandwich bread. So that's another difference between what we understand as a regular sandwich.
Those are considered rustic breads, which is fantastic. I love that. It's not nice bread, you know, like slices. No. This is rustic. This is
what has a nice crunch to it. You think of using, like, if you're going to use sliced bread, use the heels of the bread that nobody likes to eat anyway.
That's my favorite part.
He likes for the crust. Panini, right?
My Nana, for every meal I ever had that she made, would save on the French bread, would save the end pieces for me. And just put them right there for me.
Well, people also began to experiment with fillings then, right? So meats used in panini included salami, prosciutto, capicola, mortadella, pepperoni, ham, roast beef, turkey, chicken, and bacon. So just about any kind of meat that you would want to put in there. Mm-hmm. Cheeses from mozzarella to brie became standard, which adds welcome depth of flavor. Vegetables, including tomato, arugula, eggplant, or grilled squash, brought garden fresh taste and texture. Pesto, herbs, mushrooms, roasted red peppers, marinated artichoke hearts, pickles, olives, and balsamic vinegar were added to balance and complement flavors. The combinations really are endless and make each panini an individual dining experience.
My gosh, it's the versatility of the sandwich. You can basically do anything you want with it. That's what I love about them.
Sandwiches are great.
One of the best things ever.
And the fact that you can still call a sandwich a panini without it having to be that grilled panini. So if you don't have a panini press or something like that at home, you can still make a panini.
Got your ciabatta bread there. Just throw something in between and you're good to go.
And if you want to go throwback, just do a piece of salami in the middle and you're good. It doesn't have to be fancy or elaborate. Or create your own recipe with it. And if you do, include it in our recipe book that we're going to be putting out as part of our anniversary. You can do that by stopping by our parking lot party on August 20th. We'll have sheets for you to fill that out.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
So once again, as we come to a close, I do want to thank the Hotel Mead for sponsoring our segment. Whether you're looking for a great meal, a night out, or a place to hold your next event, the Hotel Mead has you covered. For more information on all they have to offer, go to www.hotelmead.com. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody.
Hi.
WFHR, locally grown radio.
We're here.
Let me get Brittany's weather back in. So the weather outside, it's not good, everybody. Well, it's nice for some, and then some people aren't going to like it. Then there's other people who will.
We don't usually have Brittany at the top of the 10.
We do. She does have a weather break that comes in right before we jump on.
Oh, that's what we're missing.
Yeah,
okay.
So the weather didn't play, so I wanted to make sure
the
audience
you were doing the right thing. Carry on.
We dive right into entertainment news, but do want to send a shout out to Beth, sending us a great edition of the Best of the Kitchen's Open. That was a fun one. That was great listening for that. And a big thank you to the Hotel Mead as well. Dolly Parton in the news. She is postponing her December run of shows at Caesars Palace Coliseum in Las Vegas. In an Instagram post yesterday, Dolly explained she's been dealing with ongoing health issues, and her team has suggested she undergo several medical procedures. Luckily, she is taking their advice. Dolly lightened the moment, of course, by saying she told her doctors, "Guess it's time for my 100 millionth mile checkup."
Oh.
She's,
good for her.
She stressed that she that these procedures aren't cosmetic, but they will keep her from properly preparing for her shows. And she wants everyone to know that this is not a retirement announcement. Dolly said that maybe it's just God reminding her to slow down a bit. She said she'll continue working on projects back home in Nashville while she recovers. The 6 December concerts have now been rescheduled for September of next year.
Okay.
And that's certainly, you know, hopeful to all of her fans and the people that were hopeful to see those shows, that they even rescheduled them.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't have to. I mean, they could have just outright canceled them. Yeah.
Find that encouraging. Also, you know, I feel like we kind of understood that it was just a matter of time before starting to get this news. The only thing to slow Dolly down is Dolly. Like I'm happy.
It's up to her.
Happy that she is listening to her team. Happy that she is, doing what she needs to. Because as much as we love her as a performer, we just love her and just want her around.
Right, and we love that no one's going to tell Dolly what to do here.
Oh, no. Oh,
Dolly's going to do what she wants.
And she's smartly, I think.
That's why we love her.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's smartly taking a little bit of time. You know, it's one of those things that you see a lot with people who've been performing for so long. When their body starts to slow down a little bit, it's a little harder for them to slow down with it because mm-hmm. they're so used to being able to having all the energy, you know, and going out and doing all the stuff that they do.
Right.
And so it's got to be, you know, kind of a melancholy thing when you realize you can't do what you used to do, especially mm-hmm. when you still feel like you can, you know, there's still more to do.
The
desire is still there, yeah.
One of the most relatable human things in existence is relating to what you just said there. And every human being can relate to that. Now put yourself in that position mm-hmm. of you can do something that very few in the world can do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And feeling that. And mm-hmm. I can't imagine what that must feel like. We see it all the time with athletes and they have to retire or they yep. don't realize their body has let them down or something
yep.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Laura touched on something that as much as the key part of this is Dolly is dealing with some stuff and we're hopeful for her. We're all sending right. her good energy and good vibes. The statement been dealing with ongoing health issues and her team has suggested her
yes.
undergo. Nobody told, like even with all this on there, nobody's necessarily telling her
oh,
what
no.
to do.
She made it so clear. So clear.
In the most Dolly way of doing it, too.
Yes.
It was very well done. Get well soon,
tactful.
Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
Get well soon. Take care of yourself, Dolly. We need you. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, during the Sunday Night Football, they announced that the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh,
now,
yes.
I thought that was quite surprising that they didn't really, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I did not hear about that they were going to announce this so
no,
soon.
No, there was no wind-up.
No.
Yeah.
I'm excited
very
about this.
Very surprising drop. Yeah.
So two quick notes about that, everybody. When that happens, you can guarantee that this was going to leak out this morning.
Yeah.
They were just trying to get ahead of this as quick as they possibly could because somehow they were able to push back the news. So this was going to break this morning, whether they did it or not. They were just trying to get ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in this day and age where a movie coming out 6 months from now, you've already seen the trailer, the Super Bowl halftime show going to be announced during mm-hmm. the Green Bay-Dallas game.
100%.
We've
right.
been hearing about that for weeks.
Oh, yeah. No, they have commercials leading up to the announcement.
The other part of this is that negotiations for who the act was going to be
yes.
were ongoing up until, I would say, even this past week.
Oh, sure.
You know, so
there were a lot of things to consider.
They mm-hmm. were able to put together a commercial and some stuff together pretty well, but you can also see quite a bit of CGI to it and everything. So
and last-minute-ness.
yeah, probably. Yeah.
Now, I have been on record of saying that I bet money. I wouldn't have literally bet money, but I bet money that I thought it was going to be a country star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Taylor, a Lainey Wilson, a Chris Stapleton. Somebody yep. like that. I thought for sure with last year's Super Bowl halftime show, they were going to go the opposite direction. That was the thing I was most certain on. They were going to go the opposite direction. And they kind of did. They kind of did. And I say that as somebody who's trying to just grasp a little bit of...
string there.
I was correct in them going a different direction to a degree. Bad Bunny was announced as the headliner for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not look like he was their first choice. Taylor Swift was allegedly in heavy negotiations for this.
Wow.
But she turned it down because she didn't want to do it for free.
Yep.
That is the essence
yeah,
of this.
And yep. that's what the Super Bowl halftime show mm-hmm. is.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that any human being, no matter what you do for a living, you deserve to be paid for your job.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, and you deserve to be paid a rightful wage, mm-hmm. no matter what the circumstances.
Right. I'm not going to disagree with her.
Yep.
And an organization like the NFL that is literally printing money as we speak right now, millions yep. of dollars.
They can afford it.
They can afford it.
Yep.
Except for when it comes to literally the richest entertainer in all of entertainment.
Right.
And when it comes out that, like, and this is not the first thing that has come out about her in recent years and really going back even past the pandemic of how much is her career about music and how much is it about making money?
Mm.
Because she has really, really, her fan base, nobody talks about the way her fan base that made her the way she is, she has pretty much cornered out of the market of her ticket sales and done nothing about it to try to help her fan base.
Mm-hmm.
She has gotten a lot of credit from myself and included for rewriting her songs and re-releasing them.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no deal on those for people that have already bought her that same album. Right. There's no real difference to it other than it's owned by Taylor, and you get to the satisfaction of making Taylor Swift richer.
Right.
Yeah. Like that's,
and now it's pointless because she's got him back anyway. She got all the publishing back. So, yeah.
For decades, Kiss has taken heat for being a band that markets themselves on everything.
Right.
And they get like knocked down a peg musically and respect-wise because of this.
Sure.
We cannot wait to make fun of a celebrity for endorsing this or selling this or something like that. Mm-hmm. People are still making fun of George Clooney for selling coffee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How does she skate by this? I'm not calling this out. I'm genuinely asking the question to everybody out there. How does she skate by this?
See, it doesn't bother me. I think that she's entitled to ask to be paid. And I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift's, but honestly, it doesn't bother me. She has her priority and her bottom line, and they just don't see eye to eye. I'm much more interested in the Bad Bunny of it all.
Well, so the other side of this is that now they definitely had him as a backup plan regarding this. Just to wrap up the Taylor part of this, an unnamed music executive says, quote, she wasn't asking for favors. She just was asking for respect. Mm-hmm. Taylor knows her worth. She knows the kind of ratings she brings mm-hmm. and the global attention she commands.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
She wasn't about to hand it over for free.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Bunny is doing it for free. And you can make an argument Bad Bunny is an even bigger star than she is.
Worldwide, sure.
And that's where I go, where I grab onto that last little bit of I was right about this, where they went a completely different direction, something that the NFL is doing already in trying to grow the, quote-unquote, grow the sport with all these games being played overseas.
Yes.
Sure.
That's something that they're... Right. This is not going away. They're going to keep on trying to get that overseas sure. dollar. And boy, keep in mind on that oil money, everybody. Keep an eye on that because that's going to be creeping in more and more and more. And we're already turning a blind eye to that.
Sure.
Like Phil Very Mickelson so. And a lot of golfers took a ton of heat for joining LIV Golf. But now I'm seeing some of my favorite comedians and some of the world's favorite comedians and other people and all yeah. that doing a lot of shows over there and doing a lot of these things. And they're not taking nearly any of that heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's very twisted to me. Mm-hmm. The idea of the Bad Bunny thing mm-hmm. is just trying to grow the sport, but I like Bad Bunny.
I like him a lot. I'm really excited about him doing it. This is the only concert he's having in America this year.
Wow.
Yes.
It's wild to
see
that. He
has canceled all of his other American dates because of fear that ICE will show up and target his fans.
Yep.
It's an interesting choice with that and all these other factors mm-hmm. going in and everything. And I don't know that it's the first choice that I don't know what the percentage of Americans would have said that would have been their first choice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this was a choice that was not made necessarily for the fans and not all fans. Mm-hmm. You're your average American football fan. I don't know how many Bad Bunny songs they know. I don't.
Right. You know? But at the same time, the NFL also knows that they don't necessarily have to pander to the football fan for their halftime show because it's going to be on YouTube to be watched forever. And they're going to get the people who weren't watching the football game watching the YouTube.
Pandering,
agreed. But ignoring is another thing.
Sure.
To completely ignore your fan base, something that the NFL has been doing quite a bit over the last couple of years. We've been talking about this with streaming, the amount of money that you need. If you wanted to follow your local team and catch every game this year, we're talking thousands of dollars you would need to have to be able to do that. Some of those things. The NFL keeps trying to kill the golden goose. They just do these things. Now, I'm not saying any of this because I disagree with some of these things. Now, the overseas games, I think that was interesting for a while. I think they need to bring that back or dial it back some, where Roger Goodell is talking about and bringing on more games. I like Bad Bunny. I think he's hilarious. He's fantastic on SNL. Every sketch he's been in, he's nailed. He's been great. I'm looking forward to new audiences getting the chance to experience him and see him and some of those things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
That's good. But two things can be true at the same time. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. It also looks like the NFL could care less about NFL fans. They don't really care.
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I think you might be underestimating the average NFL fan. I think there might be more Bad Bunny fans in there than you think.
Put it on a poll.
And again, what is and it's been so up and down with the halftime show. Honestly, I don't know why they put so much stock in it, or anyone does for that matter, because everyone ends up complaining most of the time anyway.
It's just a source for complaining in every direction.
So, I mean, put on like...
It just needs to be a good show at this point.
Put Wicked on.
Super Bowl 60 goes down February 8th at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California, which is a home of the San Francisco 49ers. One more entertainment story for you, because we got to get this one in. For one, I love the idea of starting it with Dolly Parton and ending with Tina Turner. But nice. It's also this bronze statue. A 10-foot bronze statue of Miss Turner was unveiled in a ceremony on Saturday in her hometown of Brownsville, Tennessee. And you got to see the hair. The sculptor says she tried to capture the moment on stage, including how she had held the microphone in her, quote, mane of a lion hairstyle.
Yeah.
That was exactly what it was.
50 donors contributed to the statue, including a $150,000 donation from the Ford Motor Company, because they're building an electric truck factory nearby. The Queen of Rock and Roll passed away May 24th, 2023, at 83 years old. Mm-hmm. And here is a picture of that statue for you all, if I can get this pulled
up. Get there. Oh, nice. Oh, the hair is just magnificent.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, that is fabulous.
Oh, that's great.
I love that.
They really did capture the hair.
Yeah. It cool. feels like it's more hair than woman.
And which
that
is accurate.
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Tina Turner. Tina Turner. That is pretty cool. It's pretty cool, too, because, again, you know, for any of us that have been paying attention to the bronze statues and all these things that they've been making and stuff, they're normally horrifying.
They are pretty terrifying.
They're not bad. They're horrifying. Look at Cristiano Ronaldo's statue.
No, that one was rough.
It will horrify your dream. In fact, don't look it up. Don't
good old-fashioned nightmare fuel.
I care about you. Do not look that up, everybody. Instead, stick around for our news, sports, and entertainment and partner break. We'll be back talking foods that you really wanted to try, and then once you did, they didn't turn out to be that good. Mm-hmm. Coming up, morning show.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Laura, Seth, James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. I almost said a name of a person that has not been, I almost said Greg. And I don't know why.
Wow.
Which one of us was Greg?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe me. I don't know. I might have called myself that for a second there. Shout out to Greg Gack.
I was going to say, you're supposed to be Greg Gack you were talking about. Yeah.
I was thinking about it last night. I don't know where it came up with today. I don't know. We're getting ready to celebrate our 85th anniversary around here and, you know, bringing back some of those voices, some of those names is something I'm trying to do and get them on the airwaves with us a little bit here on a morning show and stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess that is one way to do it. We've all had this happen. You're hanging out with someone and they can't stop talking about some new brand or food dish or type of, you know, maybe a seasoning that they like or something like that. Or they, you know, TikTok has got some trend going on. And then you try it and it's kind of like, it's all right. It's not so much bad as it is just kind of like...
Not as exciting as you thought it would be.
No. Yeah. You had higher hopes.
Yeah.
People online are listing the foods that were the biggest disappointment once they finally tried them. And here are some of the highlights. And of course, as always, we encourage audience participation, 715-424-2600, or call or text us through the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Want to hear from you, everybody. This is in no particular order, so we will just start out with truffle oil fries. Quote, I expected gourmet, but they tasted greasy and artificial.
Okay.
The ones I've had weren't bad, but they were crisp. They were crisp.
Yeah.
They were the way I like them.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Soggy? Well, no, I don't know anybody who could like soggy fries.
Okay. Yeah, no. I'm trying to think of, it depends on how they do it. Like, are they frying it in truffle oil, or did they finish the fries with truffle oil? That's a good question, actually.
Yeah, it is. I have, and
there's an easy way to over finish your fries with truffle oil.
They're hard as rocks. I think we found out one of James's thing. He doesn't like soggy.
Yes.
In food.
He doesn't like mush.
The soggy
in general.
Is mush something.
Is a problem.
Okay, now we understand
mushes,
a little bit
he's
more.
Not a fan.
Keep it away. I'll starve. I will, yeah. Dubai chocolate. Quote, it wasn't even close to being good for all the hype that it got.
Yeah, but I am so skeptical of anybody's chocolate review unless I know their palate. I'm sorry. That's a very
specific
thing.
Chocolate's very subjective.
Thing.
Yeah, it's true.
So I don't see it on this list. I'm not seeing it on this list. So I would say I have two things for myself. Caviar was one. Okay. As a little kid, I remember going to this family reunion and everybody was hyping up, oh, they're going to serve caviar. They're going to serve caviar and all this. And, oh, grandparents, but really shelled out and got the most expensive stuff and all this and everything. And I get to try some as a little kid. And I have not had fish eggs in my mouth since. And fair. Probably never will.
Like, okay, but did you just have it like straight up? What were you doing?
I had a cracker.
Did you have it on a cracker? Okay, so you had it on something.
All right, all right.
So at least you tried it right. Yeah.
But it wasn't because it was...
It's not for everyone.
Some of the things that Seth just touched on there and what I am with texture and everything, but mostly it was I remember the being popping. Just let down. I remember just feeling like, oh, it wasn't as great as it could be. And then there's the next one on this list, the McRib. Quote, sure. And I didn't have high expectations in the first place, and they were still let down.
Still pretty let down. Ooh, that's rough.
Opposite for me, where not only my whole life people have been talking about the McRib, but my good buddy Will, who is a diehard Mickey D's fan, could not stop raving about it. And they didn't have it. They didn't have it. And then all of a sudden they bring it back, and he was so excited. He even bought me one. I took one bite, and I look at him as I'm looking up to look at him and everything, and his eyes are like saucers. He's so excited to see my reaction. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like... And I just went and took another bite. Yeah. Like, I didn't even say anything.
No,
I just
so kept on eating. I had a similar experience. One of my high school best friends was a McRib guy, and I was not impressed. Also, shout out to Eric. I hope you're doing well wherever you're at.
Terrible taste in food, but I hope you're doing all right. Yeah.
Great taste in music, though. Solid dude.
So there you go. All right.
Those gigantic smoked turkey drumsticks at Renaissance fairs. Quote, the meat is like ham, and every bite is full of ligaments and tendons.
Yeah, it's meat.
It's...
It's meat.
So they've never had a turkey leg before, in other words. Because that's what it's full of, yeah.
So you're used to having, you know, your chicken off the bone. All right, just say that.
But still, ridiculous. Giant turkey legs that run... No, sorry. It's ridiculous.
I hate it. It's messy, and my hand is always covered in whatever fat. It's not worth my time.
It's all about appearance.
It's all
about just walking around with a big old ham hock on
it. It's about being able to walk around
ham
with
hock
a fist
would be better,
of meat.
Yeah, honestly. I'd rather with ham
yeah,
hock.
Yeah, but my hand would still be greasy. It might even be sweet. What if it's honeyed ham? Anyway.
Turkish delight. Quote, all that Narnia stuff for this.
I know. It's so disappointing.
I'd rather have a lemon bar. It's good. I'd rather have a lemon bar.
They're sweet and tasty. Nothing wrong with it, but it's nothing special.
I'd rather
special.
Have a lemon bar.
Yeah, yeah. And what is about it that's Turkish? That's what I want to know. There's like no Turkish.
Country of origin? Well, I don't know.
Thank you, Seth. Because
also, Turkey's borders are wonky through history.
That's very fair.
I mean, don't know what Turkey is and is not anymore.
I know what Turkish delight is, but for the audience's sake, sure, yes. I think it's important to note and everything. Because I mean, I know certainly, but I have no idea what Turkish delight is. It's a family of confections based on a gel of starch and sugar.
Yep.
Right.
Premium varieties consist of largely of chopped dates, pistachios, hazelnuts, or walnuts, bound by the gel.
So they would
it's
definitely
kind of marshmallowy,
and it's definitely from Western Asia because it's got dates in it.
Yeah.
Which is they originate from there. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's marshmallowy. I don't care
Nothing
for marshmallows,
bad.
So it's. Yeah. I'd rather have a lemon bar.
I'm with you.
Sparkling water. Quote: It's not amazing.
I love bubble water.
It's overrated. Liquid static.
I love it. I'm about it.
Liquid
I don't care.
Static. Oh, I love that. That's
sometimes
great.
I just want my water to be bubbly.
Liquid static. New band name.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's a great band.
Classic
I'm
band name
write
right there.
That down.
Yeah.
Too bad I can't title the episode Liquid Static.
I would go see them live. I would go whoever they are.
100%.
This one angers me. Donuts from Dunkin'. Quote, they look pretty, but they always seem to be stale.
What? Well, that must be the Dunkin' they're going to.
Yeah, the last few I've had were, unless I was getting a fritter. The fritters are always good.
Well, fritters, just in general, are superior, in my mind.
That's the superior donut.
Yeah, yes, fritters are better.
You are the Flitter twins. Yes. Yeah.
Heck yeah. The fritter activate.
Oh, you guys got rings and everything.
Yeah.
I just make no bones. I'm just biased about Dunkin'. I just
well,
yeah,
you
I'm,
like
I'm
your pink
sure.
frosted donut.
Yeah,
it's,
nothing
I'm
wrong
not,
with that.
I'm
no.
not even sure, saying that
you
I'm,
like a
wrong.
Classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic for a reason.
Yep.
Next one is probably the one that I've heard the most as far as things like this in this realm. Lobster. Quote, it's fine, but expensive for a small portion. I don't get the fuss. It's, again, not saying that people hated lobster. It was just that all the hype, and once they had it.
It was disappointing. Yeah.
It's no fun without lemon and butter, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it makes
if
it a lot better.
Eating it right.
Yeah. I feel
also
like I've
Old
heard
Bay,
that one
but
the
that
most.
Might just be the Maryland in me.
It's That's very southern all the way around, though. Old Bay is very
Old
southern
Bay is
spice.
Everywhere in
yeah.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Twinkies. They yeah. quote the most artificial.
No, you know what? That might be mine.
sugary, plastic-ish flavor I've ever tasted.
No, yeah. No, that might be mine.
They're not wrong. I mean, it's true. Yep. There's not, I mean, so, I don't know the appeal. Became what they were.
Well, and what little enjoyment I once got out of Twinkies when I was younger has completely faded. Like, I don't think I like any of those anymore. They're just a sugar bomb.
Oh, goodness.
And there are certain sugar bombs I'm down for. I don't like those.
No. Better ones.
I've had it recently in the last year or so. I don't know why it was so different, but I had Mountain Dew yesterday, and as I took a sip, I realized it's just liquid sugar.
Yeah.
That's all.
With lemon juice.
Like, it's all I could taste. I literally could just taste sugar. I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, wait a minute. How have I never noticed this? Kombucha.
Oh, I love kombucha, and I used to make it. I made kombucha for many years.
It's like, so they said that it's something that just didn't live up to the hype. But you hear a lot about it, right? People saying that they didn't like it necessarily.
I don't think people really hype it up about its flavor.
I wouldn't know.
No, kombucha is a probiotic beverage. It's an alternative to having just a sweet beverage. It's a sweet beverage with probiotics.
Oh, okay.
And it's not as sweet because, you know, the bacteria ate some of the sugar, right? And it ate some of the caffeine because it's made with tea. Like, it's... Yep.
To keep up with modern trends, something that we are going to be infusing all of our original programming with is dragon fruit. Everything has dragon fruit now.
Now, so we're gonna, more dragon fruit.
Yeah, we're going to be incorporating that in a lot of our morning shows
15%
now.
15% more.
Quote, 10 for 10 visual design, 10 for 10 name. The fruit has the texture of a watermelon, but tastes like water. It tastes like nothing.
I found that
I wasn't a fan.
The exotic fruits I have found are very disappointing. The flavored star fruit was my big one. I remember seeing a star fruit, and I was like, "Wow, that's so cool!" And then my mom just done it. You know, she's like, "Okay, we'll get it. Whatever, cut it up." And I'm like, "This doesn't taste like anything."
Fruit. Yeah. No, it's just like, kind of sweet. Tastes like fruit.
No starshine. I mean, I want to know what stars taste like, and they just totally let me down.
Well, I'm sorry you were disappointed. I like a star fruit.
Maybe with this one in particular, but with a lot of these, I wonder if because people are used to the artificial flavor, once they get the real flavor and it doesn't add up, I don't know if that comes in.
That might have something to do with it, too.
Oysters. It's just cold glop you put on a hot sauce on.
Stop. You guys don't understand. See, now that one exceeded my expectations.
See, I've never had an oyster. I haven't quite muscled up the desire to do so yet.
There's something.
It just looks like snot.
It's
really repelling to me.
It's satisfying. There's something so satisfying about slurping up oysters, man. I don't know what it is, but they're awesome. I love them.
I want to agree with you so bad right now, but I just don't have the cojones to try oysters.
Couple more for you. Champagne. As a kid, I expected it to taste like cherry 7-Up.
You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I don't
like, bro. That's not champagne is.
Cherry 7-Up.
Cherry 7-Up.
I will say, and I've had some very like $1,000 bottles of champagne. Right. I've had some very expensive champagne. It is the most overrated drink.
Yeah,
maybe ever.
It's fine. It's only good as a mimosa. I'm sorry.
I've had a little of the Dom Perignon, and you're right. Nothing exciting there. Yep. It just tastes like champagne.
Yep, it's fine. But I'd rather have it as a mimosa.
Coconut.
Have you ever had one with grapefruit juice instead of orange juice? Anyway.
Coconut water. Quote, it tastes like water that's it's been, you know.
Like it sat next to a coconut for a while. Yeah. That's exactly what it tastes like. It's fine.
Which shocking it tastes like.
Because that's what it is.
It's coconut water.
What were they expecting? That's what I'm curious about.
It was inside of a coconut.
Yeah. What else is it going to taste like?
And Starbucks pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, okay, sure.
It was so disappointing. Overpriced sugar and mid-coffee.
Mid-coffee.
Have you ever been to a Starbucks? And I'm not even trying to insult Starbucks.
No.
But honestly,
all their drinks are like that.
Yeah.
That's why so many people like it. That's exactly what it is. It's mid because there's a lot of big, as many people as you can get in there, right?
Yeah.
A lot of different tastes and
they're
stuff.
They're aiming for mid, I guess.
And it's working. I'm not going to, you know, their business model's pretty good.
Visit your local coffee shop.
Way better. They just shut down tons of stuff. Like their biggest drawback ever and everything. But you're right, though. It is still working.
Where's this coffee from? Is it Mission Coffee House
that we have here? It's from Mission. That's local.
Right, shout out Mission.
Shout out to them.
Yep.
And a shout out to all of you hanging out. We got one more segment left for this Monday edition of The Morning Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Laura, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Got our schedule to get into, some local events going on in our area, and some other fun stuff to touch on as we take it to the top of the hour. Leading the way, great civic media programming throughout the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm.
Quick programming note. Tomorrow, Laura and I are going to be hanging out, bringing you your morning show, Serious Comedy, to start your day.
Yeah.
We're going to be joined by Autumn Rickey. She is a marketing manager with Pinnacle Marketing Group, a new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber member.
Nice.
She's going to join us on the air a little bit, tell us a little bit about Pinnacle Marketing and stuff as a Chamber member. Keep that in mind, all of you people out there on the fence as far as joining our Wisconsin Rapids Chamber. You get to hang out with us for a good 10 minutes or so on the air.
That's right.
Yeah.
Be sure to join us for that.
We're nice.
Got it.
Cool.
Sometimes.
Got it.
Except for Laura. She's
got
I'm a delight.
We have got a great Rapids report lined up for you that Laura and I are working hard on for you. In part one, our main episode today, we're going to be talking with our good friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church and Grace, and we have their community book sale happening with the Moravian Church.
Yeah, it's almost here, everyone. Almost here.
Beth and Alice are going to join us. Always, I always like talking to Beth. I enjoy that, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Going to be a good one. Be sure to check out the newest edition of the Rapids Report at WFHR.com. Be there for you this afternoon.
It will.
And, of course, over on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, the home of country, we have got some great stuff lined up for you today. From 4 to 5, Playmakers, we will speak sport with you. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Join us. Got a ton to talk about today. I think I'm going to be doing the show solo, but I won't be alone. I got all of you to hang out with. Mm-hmm. Be sure to call us with your sports takes and feelings. And it'll be your tailgate lead into some great high school volleyball, 650 Assumption at Nakusa. Mike and Seth tag team in this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lots of sports this week. On your home for high school sports in Central Wisconsin. Yes.
Yeah. And a tiny bit of Laura's Lounge in the middle. Just
that's right.
That
just,
in there.
Just to throw that in there. And because, you know, she's got some keyword. She's got a keyword she's got to throw in there, too.
I do have a keyword I need to throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
We have some great events going on in our area, everybody.
Yes,
wanted to touch on some of these. Laura, we'll go chronological a little bit here with those. Laura, you got our first one.
I do. On Wednesday, October 1st, from 4 to 8 p.m., you can get some food from Noodles & Company, and 25% of the sales will go to benefit the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. And you can also do it online by entering the coupon code GIVING25.
That's
cool. Only in the Wisconsin Rapids Noodles and Company. So do your best to give back that way. You know the United Way is doing a lot in the area, and if you're not sure, you can visit uwswac.org.
I love Noodles and Company. They got such great stuff there. Good stuff. Hey, we got trivia, everyone, coming up on Sunday, this coming Sunday the 5th, from 4 to 6 over at Two Doors Down Brewing Company, 140 East Grand Avenue. Join them for a fun afternoon of trivia, food, and a silent auction going on there. Get your team together for up to 6 people. Mm-hmm. It is free to play. So you can just come on in here with your team and enjoy some great trivia. And they will be accepting Goodwill offerings. And, of course, the silent auction will be going on at the same time. And, of course, all the proceeds go to help pay off debt for high school students who have any food service debt that they need to pay off before they graduate. And that's the main recipient of that. And that's all the area schools.
Which is very cool.
Yes. Yeah, so it's here, Port Edwards, and in Nakusa. So all of those are included on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then James is going to be talking about it here in just a little bit. The community book sale is coming up next week, everyone, October 9th and 10th. That's Thursday and Friday. And then, of course, the bag sale will be on Saturday, 8:30 to 6 on Thursday and Friday. And then on the 11th, 8:30 to 1, the $2 bag. Fill it up with as many books as you can. 100% of the profits go to Mid-State Technical College Scholarships. There's going to be free baked goods and coffee while you browse. Most books are only a dollar, and this is all happening at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids.
And then on the 11th at 2 p.m., the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is having their Golden Anniversary Variety Show, and they're looking for acts to participate in the anniversary celebration. You can email Gretchen at cdwrct@solaris.net or call 715-421-0435 if you are interested. They'll also be accepting applications until, don't worry about that. You can go to the website, wrctheater.org, for more information.
Nice.
Head on over there, everybody. We'll meet you there. It's going to be a great one. While you're there, be sure to get your tickets for On Golden Pond. Got that coming back this week. More on that later. We'll get into. Did want to make sure that we made time for this, though. Every September, we observe Suicide Prevention Month, a time to shine a light on a crisis that touches far too many people out there, and especially when it comes to our veterans and our own home, our unhoused. Mm-hmm. Suicide remains one of the most urgent issues facing veterans today. Factors such as post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, substance use, chronic pain, and the challenges of aging can all increase these risks. These are individuals who have given us everything. Mm-hmm. Let's do right by them mm-hmm. and make sure that we are an ear, a shoulder for them. Spread the word about different organizations out there like our VFW and different other things like that. And mm-hmm. certainly spreading the word about 988, making that very, very common for everybody to know, just like we know 911 mm-hmm. or other things. 988 is that number. You are not alone. We want to be there for you. Reach out if needed. And keep mm-hmm. this in outside of just September. Let's keep this going. Let's keep this topic out there. And let's normalize talking about suicide. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. that's how we've lost so many of our loved ones.
Yes.
By making this something that we are afraid to talk about. That's right. I said afraid. Now, how many of you reacted to that with putting your chest out? I'd be like, I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm not. Let's prove it. Let's prove it. Let's prove that we're not afraid to talk about this subject and make sure that not only our veterans, but so many others out there struggling with this know that they are. We have them. Back. We are thinking mm-hmm. of them. We care about them. Mm-hmm. Also wanted to remind everybody that we are getting closer and closer to November and celebrating WFHR's 85th anniversary. One of the things we're doing is putting out the 85th anniversary cookbook.
Yes, woo! We are.
Yeah. We need your recipes to do it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Get over to WFHR.com, and while you're there, sign up for the newsletter if you haven't done so already.
Yeah.
And, of course, get us those recipes. It just takes a couple moments to submit it. And if you have your recipe on maybe an old card or, you know, something different that you're not able to get it to us online mm-hmm. for whatever reason, mm-hmm. stop on by or call us. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. You can also text in pictures using the Civic Media app if you would like to do that to just submit your recipe card.
Just easy peasy.
You don't even have to leave your house.
I know. It's awesome.
There's a lot of great ways to do this. Just encourage you to do mm-hmm. so. Everybody get on over to WFHR.com, sign on up for that newsletter, and get us that submit yet recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, every submission that is going to be going to the cookbook, that person, those individual families, will get a cookbook.
They get one for free.
Complimentary cookbook.
Yeah. So
full of good stuff.
And we got to fill it with something. So
yeah,
send us your recipes.
Yeah.
It's our love letter to our community.
It really is.
Thanking mm-hmm. you guys for everything. We want you to be, it won't be the same without you being a part of it. Be sure to be a part of it, everybody. And keep on listening throughout the day for the green or gold text to win multi-state contest. Big local shout out to Rapids Transmission. We have daily chances for you to win some gold jewelry, $200 cash. You win one of those and you get in the running for those Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets. Mm-hmm. Got another keyword coming up for you. Just moments. We got another one coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, then 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours today. Be listening for that.
Stay tuned.
Great show today, you two.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.